joining us by phone is Minnesota's U.S. Senator Al Franken. Good morning. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you.
I know it's been a busy couple of weeks in Washington, but let's start with your thoughts.
It's always a busy couple of weeks in Washington.
More so maybe lately. I don't know, but at least the news seems to be making things busy. I'd like to have some of your thoughts on the bill to extend unemployment benefits. Now, that got a test vote last night. How do you feel about the scores of tax breaks included in that bill in order to win bipartisan support? Did that tactic work? Is there more coming down the line? Or when is some kind of a final?
I think that the tax breaks actually make sense. They're for small, mainly for small and medium businesses to do things like, be able to deduct capital expenses. And those are the kinds of things you want to do during a recession. Those make sense to me. Mm-hmm. I have different views of tax rates for very high income people. Those people shouldn't be getting tax breaks, certainly at this point, because we need to not leave a huge deficit to people. But those kind of things where we're encouraging companies to hire people, for example, there was a tax break where you got a holiday on paying FICA taxes if you hire someone new. I think that's a good idea because we need to get people jobs. So this is all about creating jobs. But the big part of this is extending unemployment benefits and extending COBRA subsidies for the next 9 months to the end of the year.
When do you expect to have the full Senate to vote on this? This was a test bill to see whether it would go.
Well, it was just cloture. It was voting for cloture. Yeah. To end the threatened filibuster and pass. So we're going to do that either late today or early tomorrow.
Well, let's switch to health care. We're still talking about health care reform. We talked to you about that the last time you were on with us. Should health care pass with reconciliation, or is there any hope?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What needs to happen is that the House needs to pass the Senate bill. We pass the Senate bill with 60 votes, a supermajority, and if the House votes for the same bill, then the President can sign that bill, and we can reconcile it, meaning there will be differences in how the House and the Senate want to pay for things. For example, in the Senate bill, there's an excise tax and so-called Cadillac plans. Some of us didn't like that in the Senate, and a lot of them don't like it in the House, and so we may change the way we pay for that. And that's what you do in reconciliation. That's what reconciliation is about, on how you pay for things and what you're paying for.
When can we expect some action on that? The President's talking about that again today, along with the jobs bill.
Well, hopefully we can get that done by the Easter break, but I'm not the one. I don't set the timetables here.
Okay.
In D.C.
Well, I know. Noticed...
I couldn't set the timetable for when I got seated.
That's okay. I'm not going to argue with you on that one. I would like you to talk a little bit in detail about your concerns for the conditions of Indian schools in northern Minnesota. You've been pretty vocal about that. They all failed to meet federal testing standards. Four of them did.
Well, there's different. Are you talking about the physical standards or the standards of the students?
Testing standards.
You mean the student testing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a school up in Cass Lake or Cass County that was recognized by U.S. News and World Report as one of the top 100 schools, high schools, in the country. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks later, it failed the annual yearly progress test. And that just says everything you need to know about No Child Left Behind. Because basically what the school was doing is improving the performance of its students at such a remarkable rate that U.S. News and World Report took note of it and put it in one of its top 100 schools. And yet the kids were starting at such a low level that they didn't pass the annual yearly progress test. We had hearings yesterday on reauthorizing No Child Left Behind. It'll be under some different name, and a lot of changes will be made. One of the things we need to do is measure progress, and there's going to be a lot of changes made. I also have had a lot of concerns about the reconstruction or building of Indian schools because they're in terrible physical condition, mm-hmm. and kids are having to learn in literally dangerous environments. And I've been kind of a little bit at war with the Bureau of Indian Affairs in terms of just getting lists of schools that are set to be reconstructed or be knocked down and rebuilt. Both Leech Lake and White Earth have been supposedly on a list for 15 years to get their schools, new schools built. And they couldn't get lists of where they were. Where they were on the list. And we asked for them in my office. Finally, the latest list I got was from 2004. And the reason they don't make new lists is because they only do one or two a year. There are like 14 schools on the list. I mean, it's really aggravating, believe me. And we're getting into this, and we may even do field hearings in Minnesota on this.
Well, we'll be interested because, of course, the Grand Portage Band just opened a charter school here for young kids this year. And, of course, their facilities are very fine, and it's a new experiment for them.
Great.
So anything that happens in terms of Indian education, I'm sure, will be of interest on the Grand Portage Reservation, too. One more thing. Last week, you and Senator Klobuchar and a number of other senators on a bipartisan level did introduce a bill called the Great Lakes Ecosystem Protection Act. That's more than just Asian carp, as I understand it.
Right. Well, this is finally funding, and continuing on this commitment help the ecosystem of the Great Lakes. It's I joined Carl Levin of Michigan to introduce the Great Lakes Ecosystem Protection Act, and it is, as you said, a comprehensive bipartisan bill that authorizes funding for new and existing programs aimed at protecting and restoring the Great Lakes. And the bill would implement the recommendations of something called the Great Lakes Regional Collaboration Strategy of 2005 and the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative Action Plan. And, the Great Lakes are so important to Minnesota. They're everything from fishing and sailing to tourism and drinking water. And it's our responsibility to make sure that the government lives up to its promise to keep the Great Lakes clean and safe for future generations of Minnesotans. And this bill will help ensure that, and that our children and their children will be able to enjoy the economic and recreational benefits of this national treasure. I mean, Lake Superior has, I think, 10% of the fresh water in the world. In the world. So this is a resource that we need to protect.
Well, before I let you go, because I know you've got your Wednesday breakfast.
Yes, we have Wednesday Minnesota breakfast every. In fact, we're going to start in a couple minutes, 8:30, and we have Minoman porridge.
Senator,
yes,
so do we.
Oh, good.
My wife made it this morning for people here at the station and our people coming in for the membership drive. So
are they enjoying it?
Oh, yeah.
Is it great?
It's very good.
At your recommendation. You've never failed to mention that every time I've spoken with
it's,
you.
Well, we love it. And the rice today is from White Earth.
Hey, before I let you go, Senator, have you seen the Al Franken comic book yet?
I have not seen the Al Franken comic book. I'm busy with a few other things.
I can imagine.
The Great Lake Initiative, for example. I haven't seen it or read it, but I do hope I have superpowers in it.
Well, I'm not sure because I've not seen anything other than the cover, which basically looks just like one of your stock photos that you can find on your website.
Right.
But you are
probably copied it.
They probably did.
Yeah.
But you are in good company. I mean, after all, President Obama has his comic book from the same outfit, and Condoleezza Rice did, and it's kind of a bipartisan thing. So maybe when you do get it, you could give us an indication if you're not reading some bill instead. But anyway,
I could pass legislation in a single bound, or I don't know, you know,
I'm sure
stop a hold by Jim Bunning, my arch enemy. And I
okay,
I was Lex Luthor.
I was.
No, I like.
I wasn't going to go there, but since you did, okay. Well, we will let you go to the Minnesota Breakfast, and thank you once again, Senator Al Franken, for joining us, and we'll look forward to it in the future.
Oh, thanks.
You bet.
Thanks, Jay. Bye.